Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So welcome to episode number 400 of the Bacon Podcast. That's right, 400 episodes. This podcast was started back on November 2nd, 2014, and I started it right after my first book. And that was called It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, Relationship Marketing in a Social Media World. But this podcast was not always called the Bacon Podcast. You probably didn't know that, but I'll explain. So anyways, a long time ago, I was born a geek. No question about it. I, as a little kid, used to make my own toys out of cardboard and wood and all that kind of stuff. I've always been one of those geeky, hands-on kind of kids. As a matter of fact, I was the guy walking the cart with the film projectors. Remember film projectors? Some of you do, some of you don't. And slide projectors and all that stuff in high school. Then I went to college and I studied electronics, and that's what my degree is in, is electronics. I'm an electronic technician and I've used it all my life. From there, I learned how to become a video producer. I've opened multiple recording studios. And since 1998, that is 20 years ago, I've been producing websites and working on the web. So when I finished my book, I said, hey, you know, what's next? So in 2014, I was at a conference, and there was a guy named Scott Smith who happens to run a very successful podcast called The Daily Boost, and he was giving a presentation on podcasting. And I watched it, and I just walked up to him and handed my credit card and said, take my money. So I joined his coaching group and learned the ins and outs about doing podcasting. Now, I know audio production, but I didn't understand the technology behind getting the podcast out there, getting it on iTunes, all that kind of fun stuff. But I've learned and grown for the longest time with this podcast. So when I started out, I said, well, nobody's going to understand the whole bacon thing in the podcast world. So I named it My Marketing Magnet. And for the first 3 months of this podcast, almost nobody listened to it. Now, most people would give up, right? You know, you're not getting any listeners. You're spending time doing these interviews and doing all this stuff, and you're not getting any results from it. So finally, Scott and a bunch of people in the group said, dude, you need to change the name of the podcast. You are the bacon guy. It needs to be the Bacon Podcast. And I said, okay. So I changed the name and I changed the brand. And I went back to all of the previous episodes and redid the intros and the outros and the whole nine yards. And boom, it started to take off. And now it gets thousands of downloads a month thanks to you. So that's kind of the history and the story behind this podcast. But again, it's not about me. It's about bacon, building authentic connections, online networking. That's what the acronym BACON stands for. Let me say that again. Building authentic connections, online networking. And so through the years, this has been able to grow not to be one of the top 10s in downloads, but I have been ranked in the top 50 in influencing marketing people about doing online marketing and doing the kind of things that we've been talking about. I was also ranked number 30 by Inc. magazine in their top 35 business podcasts. So it's really about the audience. Does it speak to you? Does it speak to people? And is it worth the time to sit here and listen to me rant for 10 minutes, but also, you know, some longer ones when I do interviews? And the answer to that has been an overwhelmingly yes. So thank you guys. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening, for sharing, for sending in your comments, your feedback, and letting other people know about this podcast. So this podcast is about and for you. Now, What this podcast is two different parts. Monday, I do what is called my monocast, which is this, where I talk about things that are important to me that I can teach you, or maybe some story that's going to help inspire you, maybe start your own podcast, start blogging, do something with your story. And that's what it's about. But the second part on Wednesdays, I do these expert interviews. Now, out of 400 episodes, about almost 200 of them have been guest experts. And the thing I love about doing the guest expert interviews is, number one, this is not me coming in trying to help them sell their stuff. This is me interviewing them as if we're sitting in a coffee shop. And I want to learn from them. I want to learn their secrets. I want to figure out what makes them tick, what makes their techniques tick, and then share that with you guys. So I've combined my years of running recording studios and doing all kinds of production into having great interviewing skills. And I try to get as much content out of these people. And a lot of times my favorite answer to a question is, that's a great question, or that's a difficult question. I'm not asking them a formula. I'm literally listening to them and asking them questions based on what I want to learn. And hopefully you do too. So let me tell you about some of the things that I love about this podcast. First and foremost, the interviews are by far my favorite. Now, I love a whole bunch of tools. I use a bunch of tools in my business, and it's been my pleasure to interview a lot of the owners or marketing managers from some of the best companies out there. So here's a handful of episodes I'd love you guys to listen to. Episode 327, I talked about acuity scheduling with Gavin Zielinski. And that's where you can schedule your time in your calendar and actually get paid for it. Episode 335, about AWeber with Eric Harbison. Episode 345, about Evernote with Andrew Malcolm. Episode 349, about CoSchedule and their headline analyzer with Garrett Moon. And my most recent one, which I absolutely love, is episode 399 about Animoto video software with Jason Chow. Some of the other ones that I really, really like are places where it helps you to get your story across better, to help you write great content. And those episodes include number 235, Copywriting Secrets with David Garfinkel. Episode 267, about storytelling with Michael Haig. And episodes 353 and 355 with Brian Kinghorn about the psychology of social media and how to make your stuff go viral. Speaking of going viral, I got the opportunity to interview some incredible influencers, including episode 175 with John Lee Dumas, episode 217 with Bob Berg, episode 333 with Warren Whitlock, episode 339 with Chris Brogan, and episode 345 with Chris Voss, one of the biggest influencers online. So I want to leave you with five tips on how to be successful and how to stick with it in doing whatever it is that you do. Number one, know your purpose. Why are you doing this? And my why is you. Number two, make a plan and be consistent. Consistency is what keeps people listening. Number three, learn from other experts. Number four, create compelling and interesting content that people actually want to consume and listen to. And the final tip is number five, have fun. So thanks for your time and attention and your feedback, and I look forward to episode number 500 coming soon. I appreciate in advance all of your kind words and thoughts, but what I really would love is your review on iTunes. So go to your phone or go to your iTunes app and leave us a review. Also, is there some topic or somebody you'd like me to interview? Please let me know by going to baconpodcast.com/questions.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.